Last Saturday, Spokane's Episcopal Diocese installed its first female bishop. Gretchen Rehberg is a Pullman native who went back east to go to college. She earned a Ph.D. in organic chemistry and taught at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania. But eventually the call for a religious vocation took her away from academia. She went to New York City and studied to be a priest. She was ordained and served her first parish in York, Pennsylvania. But in 2005, she heeded another call, this time to come back to the Northwest, closer to family. So she went to work at the Episcopal Church in Lewiston, Idaho. And last fall, she heard that Spokane's Episcopal Bishop, James Wagoner, was going to retire. And so she applied.
So what's the process in the Episcopal Church to become a bishop? I was born and raised Catholic, and then the Pope makes all the decisions about how you move up in the hierarchy. How does it work in the Episcopalian Church?
Yeah, so I think the Roman Catholics have it a little easier. So the Episcopal Church comes out of the Church of England, and so when the Revolutionary War happened, the people who said, how do we now govern ourselves if we're no longer the Church of England, were in many ways the same people who were saying, how does this new country govern itself? And so we have an election process, and we have sort of two houses, the house of the laity and the house of the clergy, and they have to agree with each other. And so when the bishop announces he's retiring, there's a call for nominations. And the diocese says, here's who we are, here's what we're looking for, who is out there that might fit that? And people are nominated. So people say, here's a priest who we think would make a good bishop for this diocese at this time. And if you're nominated, you're asked, okay, are you willing to accept that nomination? And if you accept it, then there's a whole process of people looking at your skills and gifts and looking at the skills and gifts needed for the diocese and saying, is this a match? And then you come up with usually 3 to 5. In our case, we had 4 candidates. And we have what we call the walkabout process, where you literally go throughout the diocese and people have a chance to get to know you and ask you questions and try to ascertain and discern, seek the prayer and guidance of the Holy Spirit to say, would this person be the bishop God wants in this diocese? And then there's an election, and the clergy and the laity have to agree. And it can take multiple ballots, as it did in my case.
For those who aren't Episcopalian, but they ask you, what's it all about? How do you explain your church to people from the outside?
Right, so we've started talking about the Episcopal Church as the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement, which is our presiding bishop's phrase, which I actually really like, because what it reminds us is that the whole point of this is to follow Jesus. And we do it in our own way, and we do it in a way that has developed over the years with our traditions and our understanding. The Episcopal Church sees itself in many ways as the middle way between the Catholics and the Protestants. We're not a true Protestant church, for instance, but we're not Roman Catholic. We're not Eastern Orthodox. We're part of the Anglican tradition. We come out of the Church of England. And we really believe a variety of things, including that God loves everybody. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's invited to follow Jesus. And what we're called to do is follow Jesus together. And we will work with anyone who wants to work with us as we follow Jesus together. And you don't even have to believe in Jesus to follow Jesus, right? Because Jesus said, go out and feed the hungry and house the homeless and clothe the naked and take care of the stranger and orphan and widow and love your neighbor. And if you're doing that, you're following Jesus, period, in my mind. And we're called to do that together. And that's what the Episcopal Church is all about.
The Catholic Church has the Pope, and the Pope sort of sets the tone. And you know, especially with the new Pope, Pope Francis, it's sort of gone a different direction. Who leads the Episcopalian Church?
Yeah, we don't have one leader unless that would be Christ himself, right? So we have bishops, and in the diocese, the bishop is considered the chief pastor. We have the American church, the presiding bishop, and that's the bishop who presides over the House of Bishops. And he or she really does set the tone for the bishops and is the public face of the church. But in many ways, I would actually say the people who lead the church are the people in the pews. Because they're the ones who are dedicated, showing up, doing the work, following Christ. And, you know, without the laity, the people in the pews, the ones who are every day in, day out, trying to do the work of God, nothing's going to happen. So I would say the real leaders of the church are the people in the pews.
So with the current political tenor of our country right now, is that tearing at the fabric of your faith group?
I don't think it is. I think sometimes we tend to be very polite. And if there's a tension, we might not talk about it as much as we should. Because, for instance, if we just think about, let's just take health care. I don't know the best way to accomplish health care in this country. What I do know is Jesus healed the sick. And so as a leader in the faith, what I can say is, look, I don't know the best way. And good political minds, good economic minds, good medical minds can debate that. But what we should not debate, I say, as now a bishop, is that we're called to heal people. And I think when we approach it that way, and we can lower the level of the tone of the debate by saying, can we agree on some basics? Jesus called us to heal people. Then that really helps. I think that's where the church can actually serve the community really well, by bringing disparate voices together and saying, can we agree on some basic principles, some basic moral principles, some basic principles of how we live as a community, and then agree that maybe we have different ways of accomplishing that goal. But if we start off by debating the different ways, we just stay in debate.
Gretchen Rehberg is the new bishop for the Episcopal Diocese of Spokane. She's the spiritual leader now for 36 churches in eastern Washington and northern Idaho. You can hear my story about her ordination ceremony at the SPR website. Click on the Regional News tab.